All right, the coach is now with us. Tom, congratulations.
Thanks, Schultze.
If you would have told me before the game that you'd lose your starting goalie, you'd lose your leading scorer, and also your leading offensive defenseman would get hurt, I would say there was no way you were going to win this game. And then, oh, by the way, you're down 2-0. Major props to your guys for sticking with it tonight.
And we lost Millsy, too. We lost Millsy. Millsy, which shift was that? Second shift? Yeah. Millsy's right over here. Second. We lose Millsy's second shift. So, you know, there's obviously a heck of a player. And then Harry, you know, we got to have him quit hitting people. You know, he's just, you know, that 5'8". Yeah. Yeah. And no, it was a gritty effort. It was a gritty effort.
Obviously, Owen Sillinger gets the one star tonight. I might give him the 2 and the 3 as well. But Alex Iarullo, what a heck of a night, too. In games where you need a bounce back, you need your veterans to deliver, and they did tonight.
Well, again, it was a situation where we were so shorthanded, and we obviously didn't start. We didn't start great, but again, the guys stuck with it, and we were opportunistic on the power play. We were obviously, you know, killing off that 5-minute major was big. And it was a great win, Schultze.
I'd be curious to ask Owen which goal he liked the best tonight, but I'm guessing it is the shorty on the 5-minute major, because that certainly could have given them some life.
Big time. I mean, it puts us up 3-2, and we're a +1 on a 5-minute major.
Last natural hat trick for you guys since Charlie Combs a couple of years ago. Prior to that, it was 2008. Chris McKelvey at Colorado College. They don't happen very darn often, do they?
No, they don't. They don't, Schultze. Those don't happen too often.
What's the bench like? Is it any different natural hat trick to a regular hat trick?
I don't know. It's just about winning games, Schultze. It's about winning games. I don't want to be cliches, but it is much about winning games. So it doesn't matter. You know, a hat trick's a hat trick, and whether it's a natural or a regular hat trick, it's great for everybody. But at the end of the day, it was instrumental in helping us win the game.
I thought one of the big keys was you kind of weathered their physicality early on.
Well, they weren't going to be able to keep that up. They weren't going to be able to keep that up. But they were trying to run us out of the rink. And you know what? We weren't ready for it, and we should have been. And I was a little frustrated with our guys right there, so I wanted us to give it back. And we did a little bit, but I also knew that they can't sustain that either, you know.
This is a long enough road trip where losing and then getting on that bus stinks. Winning like this and getting on that bus is no big deal for these guys, is it?
Well, it's, you know, that's what we wanted. I mean, after that performance last night, we weren't happy with our group, and they responded. Every time we've gotten after our group, they responded.
Get after them every night then.
Okay. All right, buddy.
Tom Cerutori, right. The head coach of the Beavers, on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.